Thankful for each one that's come out today. Appreciate the privilege of being in the house of God. I'd like to give the text this morning, Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. The Word of God says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." I want you to picture today your heart being like a treasure house, a place where you store valuables, Proverbs 4 and 23. Can you picture that, a place where you store the valuables of your life, the things that are most precious to you, your heart? There was a time that people did not have banks, and they may have had some gold and kept that gold down at the bottom of the well so that it's not found by enemies. They wanted to keep it. They wanted to guard their treasure. Perhaps it was buried in the ground somewhere. I want you to think about the treasure of your heart today, the things that you have that are valuable that need to be protected. There was a time long before banks that Brutus, the assassin of Julius Caesar, Brutus, one of the assassins, was conquering some ancient cities in what we call Turkey today. And when Brutus entered a city to conquer, he didn't go in just to kill people and to banish people, but instead he would go in and order that all the gold and silver be brought to him. He would raid the civil treasury. He would take gold out of the temples. And he wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted everyone's personal gold and silver. So Brutus had a centurion, and the centurion went out to collect gold and silver. And in the collection, a slave spoke up and said, "My master hid the gold." Well, the master's mother wanted to spare her son. And so she cried out, "No, I hid it." The slave said, "She's lying. The master hid the gold." Well, Brutus was a soldier. And Brutus could understand wanting to hide treasure. He could understand a mother having loyalty toward her son, but one thing he did not accept was betrayal. So he pardoned the mother and her son, and he crucified the slave. I want your treasure. I want to tell you today to keep your heart with all diligence, because there are forces that would take your treasure away. There are things in life that we should value very highly and recognize there are those who will take it by force. They'll take it through guile, through whatever means possible. They will take the treasure of your heart. Brutus had a companion, Cassius. He was another assassin of Julius Caesar. And both of these men raised their own armies and went out conquering. And Cassius was out plundering for gold as well. He took the gold from the treasuries, from the temples of the cities that he entered. And he even took gold dedicated to the gods. Now that gets serious, doesn't it? If you believe in the gods, yet you're willing to go and take gold that's dedicated to the gods. But there was one exception, and that was the chariot of the sun. I guess he had respect for that particular god. So Cassius sent a crier through the street in pursuit of people's personal gold. And he proclaimed punishment to those that hid the gold, but he offered a reward to those that would cooperate. The reward was 1/10 of the gold. You tell on someone, you tell where their gold is hidden, you get 1/10. Or if that person was a slave, that person would receive their liberty. According to history, Cassius left the people of the ancient city of Rhodes with nothing but their lives. He came through plundering. He wanted their gold. He wanted the things that were valuable. And I want to tell you today, there is one that wants the treasure of your heart. The very thing that you have that is most valuable, and I believe that's why the Scripture says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. John chapter 10 and verse 10. John 10 and 10, Jesus described the devil like this. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The devil wants the treasures of your heart. He wants to break in. He wants to plunder. He'll offer rewards. He'll threaten. Whatever it takes. But I want to urge you today to keep your heart with all diligence, to guard the treasure house of your heart. Satan is bidding high for the treasure that you have. It's what's most valuable to us. And he knows that. And he's bidding high to get that treasure. I'd like to read in 1 Timothy chapter 5. And verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Guard yourself. Protect yourself from the impurity of this world. This is often my prayer for my children, for myself. Keep me from the evil of this world. I have something valuable. I have a treasure house. And I don't want my treasures plundered. Paul encouraged this young man, Timothy, keep yourself pure. The world is a defiling place, full of thieves to steal your virtue away. I want to encourage you to keep your heart with all diligence. He said in verse 2 of the same chapter, told how to treat women. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. This is good counsel. Do we want to keep our own selves pure? Do we want the treasure of our virtue to stay intact? Then let's treat younger women with all purity. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 1. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. The world has strayed so far from this. People in their dating and their courtship. But it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Do you have something valuable? Do you want to guard that? Then be very careful. It's best not to even touch the woman. But it's not enough to keep your body pure. You must keep your heart pure as well. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27. Matthew 5 and 27, ye have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus came bringing a higher standard than that. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Guard your heart. You notice where Jesus said the sin took place. It was in the heart. And this is the higher standard today. Of a Christian. We are to keep our hearts with all diligence, that we won't be guilty of these kinds of sins. You notice where these types of sins begin. They don't begin just by accident, all of a sudden something happened. It begins in the heart. And that's why we are to keep our hearts so carefully. To be like that faithful watchman that is watching for thieves that would come and take the treasure. Jesus gave two parables in the 13th chapter of Matthew. One was a parable about good seeds. The other, directly following, is a parable about bad seeds. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. Do you notice where the good seeds were sown? In the heart. In that place that we need to keep such a careful guard. That's where the good seeds of the gospel were sown. They were sown in the heart, but the wicked one comes. Let's guard our hearts that he won't steal away the good seed that has been planted there. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, and by he is offended. He let something else get into his heart that interfered with the good seed, an offense. We need to guard our hearts, don't we? Jesus said offenses will come. They're going to come to every one of us, but Lord, help us to guard our hearts diligently that those offenses won't come and hinder the word of God. Verse 22, he also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Other things entering the heart. We all face the cares of this world. We all have to deal with money. But Lord, help us to keep our hearts with all diligence, that those things won't enter in and choke out the word of God. Verse 23, but he that received the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. I've learned something in Lenita's interest in gardening over the years. There's some care involved in raising a garden. There is some diligence. There are other things that will get in and compete with the good seed. There are birds that will come. There are deer that will come. We have to be diligent if we want to receive a crop of spiritual things. We have to be careful about all these things that would enter our hearts. Lord, help us to keep our hearts with all diligence. Verse 23, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Verse 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? While men slept, while people were not keeping diligent guard over the heart, an enemy came and sowed something, and oh, the crop that comes up. We can be disappointed by the things that we have to reap in life if we don't keep diligent watch over our heart. God has access to our minds, and He will plant seeds, good seeds. But I want to tell you that Satan also has access. And if we allow those seeds to stay in our minds, those seeds will make their way down into our heart, and they will germinate, and they will bring forth fruit. Satan is bidding high for the treasure of your heart. He's bidding for your affections. Let's turn to John chapter 14. Where is your love today? John chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Loving the Lord. We hear a lot about loving the Lord. Oh, he loves the Lord. Is he keeping the Lord's commandments? If we love the Lord, we will keep his commandments. Satan wants to interfere with our love for the Lord. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Let us keep our hearts carefully, that we will have the love of God in our hearts. Satan wants to take our affection away. He wants us to love this present world. He wants us to love the pleasures of sin. But I'm glad that we can have the love of the Father, and that he will come and he will live with us. Satan is offering the world to us. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 4 and verse 8, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Just give me your worship. Just give me your affection, your love. Here is the world I have to offer you. You see all the sinful pleasures of the world. You see fame, riches, all these things. Here, I want your affections in return for those things. Keep your heart. Keep that treasure house. Satan is bidding for the treasure of your love. He wants you not to love God. The scripture says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Satan realizes that, and he wants to rob you of the love of God. And that's why he's trying to offer you all these other things. 1 John 2 and verse 17. 1 John 2 and 17, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. What a treasure it is for us to have the love of God in our hearts. To be able to live forever, eternal life. Do you value that? Satan knows it's valuable. He wants your treasure. He wants to take it away from you. Lord, help us not to love this world that passes away. I'm saddened to see old people that are just like young people, and they're out pursuing sinful pleasures. The lust of this world passes away. In Germany, there were some determined bank thieves. They dug a tunnel that was about 100 feet long. And they used silenced drills to penetrate the bank vault. And they were successful, and they took away millions of dollars worth of loot. Determined. I want that treasure. I want it very badly. And they will go through great expense, go through great effort to be able to do that kind of thing, to penetrate, to get to your treasure. Satan is determined like that. Scripture tells us, keep your heart with all diligence. This same crime of tunneling into bank vaults, it's happened in Argentina, it's happened in Los Angeles, and probably other places as well. Determined thieves. Satan is willing to do that for us. No matter how much time it takes, if he can get you right before your last breath, if he has to tunnel for a long time, he's willing to do that. He's after your heart's treasure. He wants your virtue. He wants your love for God, your purity, your integrity. Anything that he can rob out of that treasure house of your heart, Satan is after that. Satan will come knocking at your door, kind of like the big bad wolf. He'll come and he'll try to scare you, he'll try to reason with you. Whatever he can do to get to you, to get you to open up and let him get to your treasure. And if front door approach doesn't work, believe me, he'll try others. He'll try stealing in some other way. He'll try tunneling, whatever it takes to get to your treasure. Samson had a treasure. Judges chapter 16. Samuel was a chosen man of God, a Nazarite from birth. Judges chapter 16 and verse 4, it came to pass afterward, Samson loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth. And by what means we may prevail against him and may bind him to afflict him. Does this sound like the devil? I want to bind him. I want to afflict him. I want the treasure of his heart. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Does that sound like the devil? I have a reward for you. Just let me get to that treasure. Now, there was something about Samson that the Philistines realized was very valuable, and they were willing to pay a price. Sounds like a lot of money to me, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Would this request make you alarmed? Did you know the devil sometimes is this bold? I want to trade your treasure for something else. He'll approach you very boldly. Just up front, you know this is completely off base. This is something that would violate my integrity with God. And Satan will approach you with that. Samson should have been keeping his heart with all diligence. He should have been like that faithful watchman that was saying, wait a minute, something's amiss here. Someone is after my treasure. I'm a Nazarite unto God from my birth. I'm a special man. I have the power of God in my life. I don't want somebody binding me and afflicting me. I think I'm going to get far away from this woman. But instead he began playing with her. He began teasing her. Verse 7, Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding in her chamber. Did you know the devil is serious? He's serious. He's going to have ones there ready to take away your treasure. All you need to do is give him a little opening. Here it is. You want to know my secret? Here it is. And he's ready. There were men lying in wait. She said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. so his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If they bind me fast with new ropes that were never occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber. And he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, Hereto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. A woman has a way of persuading a man to open his heart in a way that others cannot. Samson was on very dangerous ground. Keep your heart with all diligence, Samson. You're a Nazarite. Samson, wasn't there a woman from among the Lord's people that would have satisfied? No, get this woman for me. She pleases me well. That's not keeping our heart with all diligence, is it? When we start letting the desire of our flesh overcome the value of the treasure of our heart. Delilah said, You've mocked me, told me lies. And he said unto her, If thou weavest the seven locks of my head with a web. Now he's getting close to where the secret is. And she fastened it with a pin and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he waked out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and the web. And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee? Now she's getting to his heart. Love comes from the heart. It is the seat of our affections, the heart. And we are to keep that with all diligence. How can you say you love me when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. That notice what he did. He told her all his heart. He opened the door to the treasure house, and the thieves were right there. This woman was his betrayer. He should have seen that. He was mocked by her, you might say, time after time after time. Yet he opens his heart up to her. This is it. Don't tell me I don't love you. Oh Lord, help us to keep our hearts with all diligence. He told her all his heart. He opened up the treasure door. Here you go. And said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head. Now we're getting into sacred things, aren't we? Did you know when you open the treasure of your heart to the enemy, you're letting him go in and plunder the sacred things, just like those assassins of Julius Caesar were willing to go and plunder the temples. You're opening the sacred things that God has given you to the enemy of your soul. Your virtue, your love for God, those things that belong to God, those things that make you a whole person, that make you happy in life, those are the things you're letting Satan come in and plunder. I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like other men. So Samson lost his treasure, had his eyes put out, his strength was gone. 2 Kings chapter 20. Are you guarding the treasure of your heart today? 2 Kings chapter 20. And verse 12, at that time, Barak, Baradok, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick, and Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and shewed them all the house of his precious things. You want to see in the treasure house of my heart? Here you go. The silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor. Here are the things that are valuable to me. Here is the armor. Here are the things that make me strong, that make me able to withstand the enemy. Here you go, folks from Babylon, far away, heathen country, a country of conquest of other kingdoms. You want to see our armory? Here you go. Here's how we defend ourselves. All the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures, there was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah shewed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? It seems like the prophet was concerned, doesn't it? The prophet realized there is something valuable about the treasures and letting the enemy in. Who are these men? Where'd they come from? What did you show them? He had good reason to be concerned. And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shewed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. All your treasures that your fathers gave to you, your godly heritage, your integrity, all of these things, when you open the treasure door to your heart, the enemy is there to take those things away. God, help us to keep our heart with all diligence. What do you and I have to offer the Lord? Psalms chapter 50 and verse 7. Psalms chapter 50 and verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee, I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy field. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? What do we have to offer the Lord? Lord, here's my little sacrifice. And maybe it's the best we have. What is it we really have to offer the Lord? The Lord has the whole world in His hands. He's the Creator. I'll tell you what the Lord wants. He wants our love. He wants our service. Verse 14, Offer unto the Lord thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me, make me your strength. Make me the one that you treasure in life, the one that you look to when you're in need. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. This is the kind of glory I'm looking for. I want to be your God. It's not the things that you can give me that are so valuable to me. It's your love. It's your heart service. That's what I want. Today, in the church houses across the land, people are offering praise. The message is, come just like you are. Dressed however you want to dress. Living however you want to live. And just come and praise the Lord together. That's not what the Lord's looking for. He's looking for heart service. He's looking for clean living 7 days a week. And then when we come, we're offering the true treasures of our heart to the Lord. What does the Lord want from us? He wants our heart. Proverbs 23 and 26. My son, give me thine heart. This is what I want. I want your treasure house, is what the Lord is saying. I want you to keep it diligently, and I want you to keep it for me. I don't want you giving your heart out to the world. I don't want you inviting the enemy in and showing him all your strengths and all your treasures. I don't want you giving up your integrity, your purity, young people, and old alike. The Lord wants our heart. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Let us keep our heart with all diligence. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis 15 and 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Verse 6, And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Abram was not going to let the vultures come in and take the things that he was sacrificing to God. He was going to keep his sacrifice with diligence. And so it should be with each of us. Lord, help us. Lord, there are things I owe you in life. I owe you my love. I owe you living a holy life. And there are evil spirits in this world that are circling, that are ready to devour your sacrifice that went into your treasure house of your heart. Abram drove them away. And we ought to do the same as well. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Clark says concerning the issues of life, as long as the heart is capable of receiving and propelling blood, so long life is continued. Now, as the heart is the fountain whence all streams of life proceed, care must be taken that the fountain not be stopped up nor injured. So in spiritual things, the heart is the seat of the Lord of life and glory. And streams of spiritual life proceed from him to all the powers and faculties of the soul. Watch with all diligence, that this fountain be not sealed up, nor streams of life be cut off. Therefore, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, and let thy eyes look straight on. If the heart be pure and holy, all its purposes will be just and good. If it be impure and defiled, nothing will proceed from it but abomination. Lord, help us to keep our hearts with all diligence. The song says, Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Take my love, Lord. My heart is the seat of my affections. I give it to you. I'm saving my treasure for you, Lord. And here it is. I pour it out to you. Satan wants in your heart. Do you hear any tunneling sounds? The thing that amazed me is, why didn't they have listening microphones or something? If you know you have $50 million in a bank vault, wouldn't it be worthwhile to have some listening microphones in the ground to hear sounds of digging and have that monitored continuously? It's a part of keeping with diligence, isn't it? Unfortunately, Satan will be successful in tunneling into people's hearts. And you wonder, what happened along the way? Somebody that once had integrity, they grew up among the saints, they had virtue at one time in their lives, and somehow those treasures are all stolen away. The heritage, King Hezekiah, the things your forefathers collected and delivered to your care. In other words, your heritage will be carried away. How is it that that happens? A little sleeping? Satan coming and sowing seeds while men slept, it says. A little sleeping, a little not watching. Oh God, help us all. We sang a song this morning that said, soon you'll be in that promised land, or something like that. Soon. I feel like it is soon. Life is very short. And when we look back at the end of our lives, it will seem so short. It seems like it will be never, doesn't it? It seems like we'll always be in life, but somehow very soon it will be over. So I want to encourage you, for life's short day, watch your heart very carefully. Because from your heart is the very essence of life. It is the thing about which you have happiness. It is your joy. It's your integrity. It's everything that makes you whole. Guard that treasure and don't let the enemy come and steal it away.